morning we're continuing Chayodim, Klal Chav Zayin, Simen Tes. Lo Yisbalu Musaf Kala Yom. So the Zman of Musaf is the whole day. But the whole day has passed and a person did not have a Musaf. Ein Lo Tashlumin Ba'arvis. So we don't say, well, we have the rule that if a person misses a Tefillah, there's a concept called Tashlumin. So he's going to go now and daven Marv twice, once for Marv and once for the Tashlumin for Musaf that he lost. So we don't say that. There's no din of Tashlumin by Musaf. The Hech Yarmar Es Musaf Yarm Ploini Hazeh Kimin Shekor Over Hayom. So this there's no Gemara which actually talks about this issue whether there's a din of Tashlumin by Musaf or not. That's a Tosis in Mesechta's Brachos and Daf Chavav. Tosis says that the more it discusses actually the idea of Tashlumin from Mincha until Ma'ariv, because maybe it's a new day and you can't do Tashlumin from one day to the next. But the more it never raises the question in regards to Musaf one day to the next. And Tosis says because the concept of a Tashlumin is to replace the Tefillah, and this Tefillah is about the Korbanos. And we have a rule that once the Zman of the Korban has ended, over Yomai Botel Korbanos, the day has passed, the Korban is gone. So different than most Tefillahs, even though we have a concept that Tefillahs correspond to the different Korbanos, the primary purpose of Tefillah is Rachamim, is to ask Rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that is always relevant. I can ask for more Rachamim. I owe this Bakasha's Rachamim, but over here, by Musaf, its primary purpose is not Rachamim, its primary purpose is for the Korban. So, Avra Yomim Botel Korbanos. Now, Tosis says that as a second logic. Tosis' first logic is what the Chayyadim quotes over here. How could you say the words Musaf Yom Ploini when the day has passed? Now, that's an interesting statement because the rule, as we'll see as we go further, of Tashlumin is you don't daven the words of the tefillah that you missed, you daven the words of the tefillah which is available now to daven. So a person with daven Ma'ariv, he davens two Ma'arivs if he missed Mincha. So if the idea is Tashlumin from Musaf, you would daven two Ma'arivs. So the Chayyadim says, how can you say these words? Well, you're right, you can't say them and you don't need to say them. So apparently the understanding in the Chayyadim is that we look at this tefillah that really you should be saying the tefillah that you missed. And since you cannot say that because it's not the time, it's too late to say it, you'll say this tefillah of the second Marv instead. But you have to start with, you're waiting really to say, as it were, the tefillah that you missed. Well, that's not possible over here because it's no longer the time to say that tefillah. Interesting question which comes up is regards to a person who missed Ne'ilah. The person wasn't feeling well and he wasn't able to daven Ne'ilah. Now it's Motzi Yom Kippur. He broke the fast. He's feeling a little bit better. And now he's going to daven Ma'ariv. And should he daven two Shmon Esrei, one for Ma'ariv and one for Ne'ilah. So the Prima Gadim in Simon Kuf Ches, the Simon which talks about the Lachos of Tashlumin, says that there is Tashlumin by Ne'ilah. So a person will daven two Ma'arivs. There are multiple poskim with Paskin Ravadi and a Chuba and Ravosner and a Chuba, both Paskin not like that. They bring that some of the other early Achrayim disagree with this. Mishabur does not discuss this issue at all. The Chara, if the main point of the argument is you can't say the words don't apply anymore, the words of Yom Kippur don't apply anymore, but if the main point is it's a tefillah of Rachamim, so this is a tefillah of Rachamim, and therefore it would make sense it should apply as well. Halacha Lamaisa, recall in Tel Zeshiva, there was a person who wasn't feeling well towards the end of Yom Kippur, a young Bacher, and he went to bed as he was told to do, and he woke up Motzi Yom Kippur, and he made Havdalah and he ate something, and then he started feeling a little better. And the Pesach was, he should daven Ma'ariv three times. Once for Ma'ariv, once for Mincha, and once for Ne'ilah. So that's going with the opinion of the Prima Gadim. And not only, see, normally we say that if you can't daven Tashlumin for two tefillahs, because they're from two different time periods, but here both Mincha and Ne'ilah really share the same time period. So he's able to daven three times, and that's actually the psak of I so quoted the name of Reb Tzion Abba Shaul in his Chubas or Letzion, that he also passes that same psak. One last point, the Meiri does bring an opinion that you could even, there is a concept of Tashlumin for Musaf, but we pass it very clearly in the Shulchan Aruch, not like that. By Musaf, there's no din of Tashlumin. Have a good day.